is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
I don't wish to delay any longer. May I have the distinct pleasure of presenting a wonderful servant of God, the Honorable Imam Wallace D. Muhammad.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, and we praise God, the one God for all of us. In our religion, we are told, say, this is our holy scripture, it says, say to the Christians or the people of the book, Christians and Jews, that your God and our God is one and the same. Ilahin wahid, one and the same God. And I begin with that, and I want to say that we are Christians, that is, Christian, Jews, and Muslims, we are all having the same guidance from God for our human life, for our human life. God intends for us all to have life and have it better and better all the time, to want to see life better and better all the time. We have as a model of life Muhammad our prophet. It's called his model or his uswa, uswatan hasana. Uswa is the model or design for human life and behavior, and hasana means excellent, beautiful, and excellent. So God wants for us a beautiful and excellent life for all of us. And Jesus Christ, as I understand him in Scripture, may peace be upon him, as I understand him in Scripture, he's also a sign and a model of the best human life that's possible for us on this planet Earth. So in that respect, Muhammad and Jesus Christ invites us to the same. That is to the best possible life we can have. And we don't believe we can have that life without God, who created it. God, who created it, knows best what is good for his creation and what best for his creation. God knows best, the God that created us all. I want to say that I have felt so wonderful since I have been here in this town, meeting so many of my friends and fellow leaders of my association, and Christians and other leaders from other faiths, the honorable leaders we have here behind me, all of you, and Dr. Stansberry and all of you, I have been made to feel so good just being in your presence. Just being in your presence and knowing what you are all about makes me feel so good. Really, it's the leaders that will make the world better, you know? And leaders can come from unexpected places and unexpected people or families, neighborhoods, etc. If they're touched in their hearts the way God wants us to be touched in our hearts, they'll be motivated, and if they're sincere to what has touched them and remain sincere to what has touched them, eventually God will bless them with their life and with enough support to get recognition from many other good people in their areas and outside of their areas in the whole world. God can do that for us. And God has done that for us. You know, our religion is no different from Christianity or Judaism in this respect. Our religion wants to promote the best. even the scripture itself has variations when it comes to what it can produce for us. some parts of the scripture, the Quran or the Bible. If you take it, it will give you so much. There are other parts of the scripture, if you take it, it will give you much more. It will give you much more. So even the scripture varies in what it can do for human life, how it can serve human life, how it can promote the excellence that we all want for our life on this planet Earth. So God says, and take the best thereof. This is Quran. This is our holy book. God says, take the best thereof. Now, you know, when you open the Bible or you open the Quran, your eyes may fall or your fingers may turn to a certain page. It might not move you at all. It might perplex you. It might confuse you. It might make you want to feel, well, I better move away from this page and go to another page. That's any scripture. And the scripture is given to serve life on all levels. All levels. Intelligence on all levels. Sincerity on all levels. Some of us are not as sincere as others. So it's designed to serve all levels of life. And the whole of life. Life for the individual, life for the family, life for the community, life for the world, life for a person of a particular profession, or a person who having a particular aim in life or ambition. It's to serve everybody. And that's Christianity, and that's Islam, and Judaism. You find men of all the professions believing in these faiths. Christians attract people of all professions. Christians and their religion, their Bible, attract people of all professions. Same thing for the Quran. The Quran attracts people of all professions. So God says, and take the best thereof. And then God gives us a human model, a human model. And what he says of this human model, this human model is what I want in all of you. Jesus Christ, of him it is said that he spoke to his people and he said, Christ, God, I in me. And then he spoke of himself and he said, I in you, you in me. And Christians will tell you that Christ is in everybody, should be in everybody. Muhammad said, everyone born, every human being born, is born a Muslim. Until the environment they are put in changes them, makes them different. Brother Muslims who are here, sister Muslim, our prophet is pointing to the same excellence, purity, and goodness that God put in Christians and Jews and in Muslims. And the Christian will call it the Christ nature. We call it Muslim. We're talking about the same thing. And by the way, we're talking about the common good and the common destiny. So we want the same thing. We've been created for the same thing. God created us for the same thing, to want the best life possible for ourselves and to be conscious of that life and have respect for that life and to build upon that life so that it grows, become more useful to ourselves and more useful to mankind. And the prophet said, the best of you are the ones who are best or most useful for mankind, for all people. So we are not as separate as we think we are. We are essentially one people. In terms of what is the human essence that God wants us to build upon, we are saying people. We have a concept in Islam called taqwa, And we have a concept in Islam called Tawheed. Taqwa is consciousness, the consciousness that God creates life with. And for human beings, it's the consciousness that eventually brings us to become conscious of our own being and our own purpose in God's creation. A consciousness that takes us from small confines and small locales into the open universe with our minds and our hearts. So eventually we follow the way of Abraham and the prophets, who guided mankind to the oneness of creation, to the unity of mankind under one God. It's the same. It's the same. If you would hear Muslims state to you, what are the articles of faith for us? What are the important articles of our faith? Statements of faith. And then you listen to yourself recalling what your important articles of faith are, you'll see that they are the same for the Christian, same for the Muslim. Same. And same for any human being that is motivated to embrace goodness everywhere and acknowledge goodness everywhere. The prophet said of God, he said, surely God is good. Inna Allah tayyibun, pardon me. Wa la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Surely God is all good. He's good. And he does not accept anything except good. So we are naturally created to be motivated to appreciate good, to want good for ourselves, and to appreciate good wherever we find it. But it is our own short view, opinions, or perception of what is logic, what is true, what is rational, what is logic that separates us. But if we follow our natural urges that are coming from the purity of our essence, we all will be in agreement. We all are here for the same, and we all want the same for the future. We all want an excellent life. We want our families to be in good shape. We want our children to be saved, not destroyed. We want the same thing. We have the same family nature, the same love for our children, you know. And our babies come here speaking baby language. They don't speak Yoruba. They don't speak Swahili. They don't speak Arabic. They don't speak Chinese, Japanese, Russian. They come here speaking baby language, all of them. And they have to learn our separate languages. So God has created us one life, one and the same life, and made us one people, one people. One and the same people. All of us are the same. Then we learn the differences. We have different history, different language, different ethnic makeup, etc., different racial makeup. But all of these are additions that were put on the baby. The baby that came here just like everybody else. He was one in the family of human beings. One member in the family of human beings. And then our separate locations and life as we build it up, ethnicity, races, whatever it is, nationalism, it puts a dress on the baby. It puts an addition on the baby. And eventually the baby is different, and he looks at himself how different he is. But if we can go back, if we can return, in the Quran, Allah says, return. And to God is the eventual returning. You have to return. You know? We have to return. We return to the baby, what are we returning to? Returning to the original Muslim. When you return to the innocence of the baby, the innocent nature and life of the baby, you're returning to the original Muslim. You're returning to the first Muslim. And when you're a Christian is returning to that, he's returning to the first Christ nature. To the first Christ nature. So the language as we learn to express them separate us. But if we can find the original language, just reverse, go back in history, find the original language unites us. the original language, the language of our original nature, of our pure essence that God created. We want the same future for ourselves. We all want peace. We all want a good life for ourselves and our families, our children, etc. We all want heaven. We don't want hell. We pay a lot for hell, to have hell, but we don't really want it. We don't want hell. We want heaven. Everybody wants heaven. So this is the common life, and this is the common good, and this is the common destiny. The common destiny is that destiny that God has created for us in our very human composition. God has composed us naturally, originally, to want goodness, to want heaven, heaven, not hell. The world is filled with hell now, but we don't want hell. We want heaven. We want peace. We want decency. We want to respect one another, and we want to be respected. We want to feel we are with people who care about themselves and care about others. This is what every person's heart wants. Care about themselves and care about others. So, we cannot have this without respect for the best. For the best. If the followers of our leaders would return to their better nature, will listen to their better nature, and choose leaders with their better spirit and their better nature, the world could improve so much. Misery could be taken out of our lives and out of our neighborhoods if we would do that. But somehow, the environment that we live in these times is not as conducive to us collecting our better senses, coming back to our better mind, as it was for man before industrialization and accumulation of money and pleasure and things that give us pleasure, cluttered neighborhoods, cluttered with buildings, cluttered with dead things. Not like the original environment before man built his world and made it so crowded and so cluttered. So that we need leadership. We need leadership to keep us aware of what's best for the original human life that God made. So that we know that this environment that we come out in every day, the liquor store that we see across the street or down the on the corner, and all the other stuff that's in our view when we walk out of the house, is not what God wanted us to look at when we wake up and go out from our private quarters. God wanted us to see the beautiful world of living things, trees, animals, so beautiful. Look how beautiful the fall is with all these beautiful colors. See how God made the green things to grow and become strong and beautiful. But before they go to sleep for a long period of time until spring comes again, at the end of their effort, what do they give us? Beauty. Beautiful colors of fall. Look how beautiful it is. But they don't only give us beauty, they give us substance for our life. Fruits, grain, and all these things that we eat and support our life with. They give us all that. And they give it to us abundantly. Look at the end of our life, they just drop the fruit down and give it so generously to us. And they give us beauty so generously. Give us beauty. Now, God says in the scripture that he made a parable of human life is the parable of a plant. These plants. So that tells me that God wants us to want to give our best before we die, before we take that winter sleep. Huh? God wants us to give our best, give the beauty, give our best, give the beauty of life. If we could be motivated as the seers, the philosophers, the prophets, the messengers of God, if we could be motivated by God's handiwork, His beautiful universe, with all of His art and beauty, if we could be motivated by that, we'd have a power to overcome a lot of these weaknesses that we have and a lot of these trends that set in and take us to hell. We'd have a power to resist that and overcome it. God says in our holy book, man, oh man, don't think that your creation is a bigger creation than the universe. The universe is bigger than us. If we become separated from appreciating it and relating to it, we become smaller and smaller. If we can wake up and start appreciating it, say, oh, let me look at God's work. Let me look at God's, what God did. And you look at it and appreciate it, it will start increasing your own worth. It will increase your intelligence, and most of all, it will increase your decency. Your decency will increase. But in man's world, if you just look, have nothing to look at but that, you have not the original environment that God created to support your life and to open your life up to the future that God intends for all of us, a great future that will make a paradise on earth for us if we would only accept it. So we want the same thing. We are the same people. We are the same creation. Science tells us that too. We are one people. We are all human. That's our first identity. That's what connects us all together. We are human. We are not dog. We are not rats. We are not tigers or anything of that nature. We're not trees. We're human. So that's our first and most important identity. We are human. And because we recognize that as our true identity, we can be served by doctors. Doctors serve a black man. Doctors serve a white man. He's not interested in whether this person is black or white. He's interested to know if this person is human. He was taught to treat humans. So he has the science and the medicine, whatever, skills to treat humans. Life could be so much better if we would just close our eyes to everything we think we know and ask God to open the eyes again for us. Thank you. And may God guide us to His purpose for human life on this planet Earth. Amen.
We'll return to today's program after this important announcement. Imam Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to the Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's program.
Yes. Yes, so the good nature will always support our life evolving, growing, and progressing, the good nature. But if that nature can be regressed and corrupted or confused by a manipulator, even if it's the culture manipulating that behavior, that nature, then you can lose everything good and find it very difficult to have just a normal, decent life that a dog would have, or a pigeon would have, or whatever. You don't find them shooting each other up with drugs, killing each other over pennies. Carrying out their rudeness against each other. You don't see that. all those animals out there. And look, we don't hear any fighting going on. We in here, the window's open back there. We don't hear any fighting going on. There's thousands, millions of animals out there. You get that many of us together? Oh my goodness. That's because we are strayed from our original nature. When the nation of Islam is teaching us about the original man and the original nature, it was saying that the original nature is good. That's what the nation of Islam was saying when it was teaching us to be our own self, and then teaching us that we were the original man. It was telling us that God, the nature God made, is good. The original nature is good. And if you keep to it, you'll be all right. There's nothing created by God that hasn't been created to follow the spirit and urges in its life or in its nature for improvement. Life progresses until something happens to confuse life. Then life regresses. But life is progressive. This is science, not only religion. This is science. Life is progressive. Everything existing once existed in a worse form for survival than it has now, including man. Did you hear that? I hope you did. Everything in existence, living things, once had a worse life for survival than it has now. It has adapted to situations and has improved its life, has found improvement for its life, betterment for its life for certain circumstances, so that it could take advantage of those circumstances and exist better and make progress for its life form. Yes. When Allah tells us about our life form, what he does, he goes back to the life germ. And he shows us how the life germ became a complex, marvelous creature, a human being.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
From a clump, or from blood adhering. And then a fetus lump, and bones structuring it. Huh? It went stage by stage to get to this marvelous creature that's standing erect. We call the human being Homo erectus.
Hmm?
Yes. This is what Allah shows us. Allah shows us that to tell us that He created our life to be progressive.
Right.
Not regressive. Progressive.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733. Or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750. Or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.